Well, a jury has found the New York Times not liable in the defamation case brought by former Alaska Governor Sarah Palin. Here with more, let's bring in Yahoo Finance's Alexis Keenan. And Alexis, that after the judge delivered a not guilty directed verdict in the middle of deliberations.
Okay, this is getting really confusing and I still have so many questions, but let's break this down. So what just happened is a federal jury in New York has concluded, they came back after deliberations that they started on Friday, saying that the New York Times did not defame Sarah Palin in that 2017 editorial that's in dispute. So this comes, though, after an extraordinarily unusual move by the district court judge to take back the case that he had handed to the jury on Friday. This is the defamation case that was brought in 2017. Sarah Palin had said that the New York Times and then its editorial director, James Bennett, Palin said that the New York Times had damaged her reputation by incorrectly linking her to a 2011 shooting in Arizona that injured Democratic Congresswoman Gabby Giffords, along with 18 others. Now, what's really unusual about this case is that in mid-deliberations yesterday, the judge said that he planned to dismiss the case, though still let the jury finish its deliberations for the benefit of the appellate court, he said. The judge said that Palin had failed to show that the New York Times acted with actual malice. And that is the very challenging legal standard that public figures like Sarah Palin and others must show in order to win a defamation case. So that standard, it was made law back in 1964 in a landmark case, Supreme Court case, that is New York Times v. Sullivan. And so there's been a lot of questions about whether this case that Sarah Palin has brought could change that longstanding precedent, and also then involving the New York Times at that time back in 1964. Now, it's still too early to know. That's a long road to the Supreme Court. There's the appellate court in between, and it's anyone's guess whether the Supreme Court would take this up. But there's so many questions around what really this jury would be verdict is. Yes, they returned what they thought was a verdict. They didn't know that the judge had said he was planning to rule for the New York Times in this case. And so really procedurally challenging here, and there are going to be a lot of questions, maybe even challenges following what this judge has decided to do. We don't know at this point whether this verdict will stand as a jury verdict or whether this will be the judge's decision. Usually these types of things come, if the judge is going to make a decision, come before the jury gets the case or after the jury gets the case. Certainly the judge can say, notwithstanding the verdict, I'm going to rule this particular way. This is just highly unusual though, guys.
All right. Well, you know, you're right. It is pretty confusing. So what does this all mean for the media and for journalists, Alexis?
Yeah. So at this stage, this is the trial court stage. And so trial courts do not set precedent. So there's no change to the law here. However, if there is an appeal to the circuit court and then there's a decision at that level, this could potentially become a Supreme Court case. And certainly the legal experts that I've talked to today, they've said that this judge's intervention in this case certainly ups the ante and makes it possibly a more interesting case for the Supreme Court to consider. Also, you have to take into account that this jury was not sequestered. So if perhaps they saw any headlines or they saw any news that this judge had already decided what to do, even though they were still deliberating, that's really questionable because these people are giving their time, they're public servants doing their duty, and they certainly don't want to be, no one would want to be deliberating knowing that their deliberations, their time is time that is spent in vain. So what exactly is going to happen and how this ruling will really be made, we still don't know. But as for journalists, that 1964 precedent in New York Times v. Sullivan, it still stands. We can operate under those rules, but just so many questions here. Added to that are a couple of justices who are on the current court, Justices Gorsuch and Thomas. They have both expressed concerns and interest in looking again and revisiting New York Times v. Sullivan. So at least that's two of the nine. There's some interest there, but gosh, you guys, a lot of questions remaining here. So we'll keep following up on this story.